Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. I wanted to tell you the psyche of Dove Knight. That is my legal name. I want to stop any false allegations or misgivings about me. I'm not talking about anything bad. I'm fine. The reason is because I see online and I heard, you know, I see people with similar names like me, and I heard this, and, you know, I'm trying to, you know, talk about my music because I'm a singer-songwriter. I've written so many songs. You can check on, it'll be on Twitter. I'm going to paste it on Twitter, the songs that I've written from all the albums. I've written every song on the album, either with someone or by myself, every song I was affiliated with. Singing was my love, my heart, the centerpiece of everything, but songwriting is like the extension of my voice. And I work so hard on it. And yes, I'm going to talk about one thing. My name is Dove Knight. I'm the real Dove Knight, you know. D-O-V-E-N-I-G-H-T. That's my legal name. It's legally my name. Court, whatever you think, birth, whatever you think. It's legally my name, Dove Knight. D-O-V-E-N-I-G-H-T. I say this because there's another artist using the same name. And, you know, they're a rap group. I see them on YouTube. I don't know who they are. I wanted to differentiate between me and that other person or other artist. I'm using my name. I can't change my name because it's legally, my law is my name. So Dove Knight, I differentiate from that group because I do pop music and I have rock music. I'm a pop rock singer. So you hear my pop dance music. The other group is hip-hop, just 100% hip-hop. I will say with me, it's predominantly pop, rock, Dove Knight, me. There is one song, hip-hop, you know, a little bit hip-hop, Basic Jam Part 2. And, you know, I did some live performances on my podcast. And then there's another one, I Do Love You, and I Want My Heart and Dreams Come True. That's the first version. That's a version I written by myself. I did a performance where I did a little hip-hop. So, experimented hip-hop, but I'm 90%, 95% pop rock. I mean, pop rock. I'll sing a pop rock. So, that's that. So, you see Dove Knight, my songs is on Vivo. So that Dove Knight, I don't know who they are. They don't have it on Vivo yet. So there's, you know, to differentiate me from another person. Some people say I have not shown myself. I haven't. It's like I'm a creation. They don't know who I look like. You can look on YouTube. You'll see me in the hat and glasses talking to everybody. You got to remember I've been doing this just a very long time. There's also a DJ, DJ Dove. That's not me. I'm not a DJ, okay? So I want to get that out of the way. As I said before, I'm doing it for real. It's professional level. When I made these demos, it was to professional level. When I started out, it was to get to the record labels. Also, it was to help me with performing on stage. But when I performed with a band, we made so many original songs, countless songs that it just didn't last. But with these songs, I did sing, like my rock songs after Sunset Strip or, you know, backup tape if I'm solo going to like one of those open mics where I just sing, or sing with a group. And it was a lot of experience being on stage and writing with other people. But I haven't done it as much because it was so uneven and so erratic, and it didn't happen a lot. But so I have the demos. I do have some demos of me with a group singing, but I don't know where they are. I don't know. But they were on cassette tapes. That was like a long time ago. But I do have the demos I made solo-wise. I've written. So, or the podcast or whatever songs I made by myself for you. And I authentically written it. You know? And I will say this. You know, the legally, by law, with BMI, ASCAP, Oscars, and with the royalty checks from record companies, the lyrics and whoever composed, whoever writes the music, whoever wrote those words, the words of the song, they own the song, it's their song. And while I haven't made much, I made very little, I'm still glad to be enjoying process of becoming a better, try to better myself as a songwriter and to, you know, find the right key, the melody on the keyboard that I use or synthesizers to give me the right melody and the right words for me to sing. It's very inspirational. Creativity is so up my alley. It's just making a living at it has been very difficult. And that's the Hollywood dream, to make a living at it. So, yes, I came out here for professional reasons. I would do it for, you know, for fun once in a while or do it that. But I do it, the ultimate goal is professional. Be a professional songwriter, write a song. It's been a long journey. And I talk about this because I said, no more lies, you know. No more lies, you know. I do own the song. That is the truth. Some people say, oh, I didn't, you know, it's just a gimmick. It's not a gimmick. It's professional. And, you know, there's always going to be critics no matter where I go. No matter what I do, I ain't going to satisfy someone's criticism, and I have to ignore that. You know, you have to ignore that. I'm telling the audience who's listening to me, and just listen to my songs. If you like anything, you have any advice on my music, contact me at dovemeetslove22@yahoo.com. You have any advice on my podcast, contact me, because if you contact me and you say, oh, Dove, you should do this, or Dove, your song, have you written this? That will inspire me to write and increase my knowledge to know what's going on out there, whoever's listening. I haven't received any contacts by text by email, okay? You can find me. And I know some people know who I am. They know who I am. Some people probably saw me in this band. And they probably think, oh, I ain't well, or I'm struggling physically, or I am perfectly fine physically, okay? They see me with gray hair. I'm like, I am young at heart. I can run a stage. I do a lot of exercise. Age is nothing but a number, okay? I would periodically go out there and sing, write a song. I've written, you know what? I got 8 albums out. So if that ain't prolific, well, it is, you know. I've written so many songs that, you know, that's who I am. You know, that's who I am. If you have any questions about anything, let me know. I evolved from what I was when I first came out here. I didn't have much. I was really destitute, homeless. And I'm not homeless, but still inspired. to go to the next level. It's a dream that I just cannot give up on. I just did some vocal exercises for my voice, and you know, it helps me with the stretched notes and exercises. It's not how I sing. It just increases my pitch. You know, I've been doing it for years. I always do it before I record, or if I go on stage, I use it. It usually is very helpful, but that's who I am. My music, and that's why I do podcasts, because I want to talk about my music. But I know I have something else to say. I have a lot to say. I usually don't get involved. I talk about politics a little bit. I don't want, you know, I'm a businessman, you know. I'm an artist, so I do my podcast because it's talk about music. The next podcast I would like to talk about is who inspired me in music, and I, you know, I've written books about that, and we'll get to that next time. Good day, good night from Dove Night.